To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. A row is brewing over a planned trip by Mid and East Antrim Borough Council to America to promote the Gobbins. Five councillors and one council staff member have been flown at the ratepayers' expense to staff a promotional stand. The Gobbins is a North Coast cliffside walkway which was recently had work done to regenerate the tourist attraction. But is this four-day trip to Milwaukee Irish Festival in August a step too far when money is already tight? Councillor James Brown is with us today. You're one of the five going, Mr. Brown, are you?
That's right.
Why does it not just take you, James? Why does it take five of you?
Well, I think I could do the job, but the time spent at this festival is something like 12 hours a day for 4 days, as you have already said. So that's 48 hours. Now, while I'm brilliant, I'm not that good.
What do you mean?
Well, I couldn't cover 48 hours on my own.
So it takes five of you, seriously?
Well, it takes quite a number of people to deal with a crowd of people. I would hope thousands of people on my own.
Yeah.
Multiply that up by five, that's 5,000 of people. Mm. So really, one person can only do so much.
I guess, look,
we've already seen today visitors from Milwaukee in Carrickfergus.
Really?
The local parish church, yes, St. Nicholas Church. The warden there was telling me last night that he had a number of people from Milwaukee in St. Nicholas, and I believe that we have an opportunity to reach out and bring people to Northern Ireland.
Because what I was going to say to you there, Jim, was look, let's park where many of you are going. You've answered that, fair enough. But why would people come all the way from Milwaukee to the Gobbins?
Well, first of all, I think we've got to realise and recognise that Americans have an affinity with Ireland. And the Gobbins Path is a new venture. It's new in the sense that it's being developed by Mid and East Antrim Council as a tourist attraction. It was previously built in the 1900s, the very early 1900s, by an architect, Dean Barclay Wise, who used it then as a tourist attraction to get people to come to the area. The railway company
from America. It's so special that people would fly from America.
I would argue it is.
It's not a Grand Canyon.
No, it's not a Grand Canyon, but it's unique in the sense that it is a cliff walk that people can actually walk on, and they're nearly walking on water.
Why Milwaukee, by the way?
Because Milwaukee has this Irish Fest in August. We reckon there's over 250,000 people will be going to it, and I think that here is an opportunity to put forward the beauties of Northern Ireland, the unique situations in Mid and East Antrim, including Carrickfergus Castle and our already established American heritage. I have just come back from a holiday in Scotland, and I went to the birthplace of John Paul Jones, who was the founder of the American Navy. He won a battle off Carrickfergus Castle in 1778. And really, when you look at the enormous American connections that we have here in Northern Ireland, there is a market there that we need to exploit. And I use exploit in its purest sense.
Yeah.
We need to go out there and bring people to Northern Ireland to show them, first of all, their roots and give them an experience that they won't have in their lifetime.
You know, the disgraceful thing about me, Jim, is that I don't know, never mind a tourist from abroad, I don't know of the beauty of Northern Ireland. I really don't. I've never been to the Gobbins in my life. I wouldn't know where to find them.
I think you're right. Familiarity breeds contempt. And our problem is that we're saying to ourselves, sure, what's in Northern Ireland? I, as I say to you, spent a week there in Scotland, and the minuscule attractions that they are promoting, it's unbelievable. And I think really our problem is we don't appreciate what we have. We can stick flags up and we can do all sorts of things, but at the end of the day, we don't see the beauty of what's around us.
Here's Michael in Belfast.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Michael.
Stephen, is the councillor still on the line, is he?
I'm indeed.
Right.
Councillor,
could I ask you, there's five of you travelling, isn't that right?
That's right.
Right, okay. Could you tell me what class you're travelling in?
I'm travelling in coach class.
Coach class. So the five of you are travelling in coach class?
Yes.
You weren't expecting that answer, were you, Michael, to be fair to him?
Pardon?
You weren't expecting that answer, to be fair to him.
Listen, I've just asked the question.
Yes, but Mr. he's travelling in economy class, so put that in your pipe. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Can I also ask him, what does he know about Milwaukee?
Apart from Louise and Thelma, very little. And you mightn't even know who Louise and Thelma is.
He's not going to promote Milwaukee, of course, Michael. He's going to promote the Goblins.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, that he might have knew something about Milwaukee. It's famous for its beer. It's famous for its baseball and football teams, you know what I mean? I would think that if he was trying to get a big Irish connection, that it would be either New York or San Francisco.
Well, can I tell you, Milwaukee is probably one of the biggest Irish populations in the United States.
Is it?
With the greatest respect, I don't think so.
Well,
If you could give me those figures, I would really appreciate it.
Green for St. Patrick's Day. There is a big Irish population there. And let's be honest, it's not just an Irish population we're wanting to reach. It's an American population that has a history based in Northern Ireland. Based in Northern Ireland, because they're coming to the Goblins Path. It's in Northern Ireland. It hasn't been moved.
Right.
The situation is that there's an enormous Ulster Scots influence in the United States, and that has got to be promoted and represented. And that's why part of the reason why we're going.
I wonder why Andrew Jackson, Jim, isn't going.
Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, his mother and father came from Carrick.
Why is every other council not going if this is so important, Jim? You're the only council going, is that right?
Well, I think we're the only council that has the Goblins Bath. We're the only council that has identified an American heritage that is worth promoting.
Yeah.
Indeed, in 1942... the only regiment wing of the American Armed Forces activated in Carrickfergus that was activated outside America.
Here's Brian this morning. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can he not do it on a laptop from his office?
That would be ridiculous.
That's the way I work. If I want to get in touch with somebody in America, I flick on.
You see, Brian...
Can he reach 250,000 potential customers on one laptop?
No, it can reach millions, actually.
Right, well, that's good.
The Goblins is nothing to talk about. It's only an old path up a cliff.
Well, have you seen it?
I was at it today.
You were at it today?
Yeah.
Well, no, you weren't.
You weren't at it today because it's not open yet?
I wasn't on it. I was at it.
What were you doing at it?
I live around the corner from it.
Right.
Walk a dog down on the beach, like.
You see. I guess the counter to this story is, and I've said this on this programme before, it's easy to knock ministers and politicians and people like Jim who are travelling abroad. But they're travelling abroad, for goodness sake, to promote Northern Ireland. And is it not just a little bit insular to start criticising these people? I know that this council's been taking a bit of flack on Twitter, etc. last night. Is it not us being small-minded, small-thinking, that you can't have advocates of this country going off abroad, telling people about Northern Ireland, exciting them about Northern Ireland, telling them to come here?
It's a junket, isn't it? Like a holiday.
Well,
five of them going to stay in a top hotel. All expenses paid.
I think the junket complaint is tired and tried. The reality is, and
we've been told to tighten our belts here, but when you're off to America, what are you doing like for 4 or 5 days?
Right, Councillor Brown's falling away. We'll see if we can get him back. His line's dropped down. Seamus and Derry. Morning, Seamus.
Good morning. Good morning, Jim.
Jim's falling off the line. We're trying to get him back.
All right. Well, I'd just like to say, Stephen, listen, Jim just made a comment here. This thing about the junket aspect is sort of played out.
Yes.
It's not played out because it's the same every year. There's some council or a bunch of people representing at the taxpayer's expense away off around the world somewhere using the excuse that this is purely promotional. This is a 5-day junket holiday. As the gentleman just said there, we all have to tighten our belts. And where are they all at the taxpayer's expense? Oh, a big festival in Milwaukee. How very decent of them. I'm all for promoting our culture and our heritage.
Do you want the Americans to come here?
Absolutely. But
right, so how do you get them here?
Well, the thing is this, as the gentleman said, you have got internet access.
Ah, for goodness
which
sake.
Reaches millions of people.
For goodness sake.
Well, let me explain this to you.
So you don't think human relationships of meeting people
absolutely are
more powerful than an email in your inbox?
Absolutely, but like you said yourself, why is it just this council? And now here's another question: see the amount of money they're going to spend on this trip? They could extend that path, make it a Bay Area, have a park there or something, maybe.
Small-minded, small thinking, Seamus. Some people would argue, let these people go off. It's the same as when Martin McGuinness, for goodness sake, and
absolutely.
Peter Robinson.
When Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson are
flying around the world trying to promote Northern Ireland.
Where's the profit of investment?
Trying to bring jobs into Northern Ireland.
Where
they get accused of being on junkets too.
The last 5 years of all these people flying around the world.
I'll tell you this. I'll say this in their defence, right? And you know I give these people a hard time most days of the week. I'll say it in their defence, Seamus. You start getting on planes regularly, right? Going through airports regularly, and you won't call them junkets for too long.
Well, like I say, Stephen, I think the money could be better spent, to be truthful about it. You know, I mean, I love here in Derry. We have a severe deprivation problem, and we have no jobs, nothing at all. We're the bottom of the league here, right, in the whole of the UK, right? Nothing's coming. But yet they're all flying around the world. But there's no evidence to support what they're doing is actually benefiting. And the amount of money we're actually spending on these trips, we're actually getting a return on.
Jim Brown?
None whatsoever. And maybe make a comparison to see if there's any value in them.
Right, let's hear from him.
Then we can all shut up.
Hold on. Go on, Jim.
I think that's the Little Britain attitude. Let's stick it home, do nothing, and then we'll be all happy.
Jim, that's all I'm saying.
Let's let him finish. Hold on.
Sorry.
That's not reality. Could I just say to a junket is a trip that you're not on.
Right?
How much, Jim,
I'm going to ask you a question, please.
How much is it costing, Jim?
How much is this going to cost?
It's costing approximately £1,500 per person.
Right. And that includes all expenses, everything.
Yes.
That's about £20,000.
No, five people going. Plus one council staff member, six.
That's right. So staff member.
£9,000.
We're talking about £9,000.
Well, do you not think that the money could have been better spent in your local area?
We are spending money in our local area, but we're spending to bring investment to Northern Ireland and to bring investment to Mid and East Antrim.
The problem is, Jim, where is the evidence that these trucks actually work?
To accumulate. You've got to speculate to accumulate.
Was there no unease within the council at all, James, that, look, if one or two of you were going, the perception might be better. If three of you were going, the perception might be better. Six of you going.
Well, as I said, the position is the hours that are going to be spent on the stand require that we do it in shifts. And it's going to be done by three shifts of two people each time.
48 hours work.
So 48 hours work.
Six people, they fly to America, they do 12 hours, they do 48 hours work.
That's 48 hours work.
4 days at 12 hour shifts, it takes six people to do 48 hours work. There's people here doing 70 hours of work here locally and don't fly to America for a festival.
Can you explain that one?
Has there been any training given, Jim, as to how you're going to pitch the Goblins?
Well, not at the moment, but again, as you know, as experienced counsellors, we can talk. And that's one of the... We know our product.
OK, so let's just reassure us then this morning, Jim. So imagine I'm an American. Pitch me the Goblins. Right. What's your two-minute pitch? Right. Go.
Right. The Goblins Path is a unique geological formation along the East Antrim coast. It's a stretch of cliffs, similar to the Cliffs of Moher, but the situation is that because of the path, you can actually walk along the path and touch it. And the excitement and the exhilaration of the sea and the elements is there to make it unique. And certainly the historic connection with Dean Bartley Wise, the promotion that it brought thousands of people per week from Belfast and the surrounding area in the late 1900s, or the early 1900s, proves that it is an attraction.
So that's your pitch to the Americans as soon as you get to them?
Well, yes, but it would be built also and developed with the American connection for Northern Ireland.
Colin in Portadown. Morning, Colin.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen.
That's the pitch, Colin. Maybe the Americans will flock here.
Well, listen to this here. When our American friends come and they're more than welcome, they won't be able to walk along this path because the grass will be so blooming long because the councils aren't spending the money on cutting it. Spending money going over to the States, cut the grass first, then go to the States.
And Brendan and Yuri. Morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Stephen. First of all, congratulations to Jim Brown. I know Jim well, and I have to say, Jim wouldn't be someone who'd be going to any junket. Jim is actually very good at what he does. And as someone who's been in Milwaukee, let's demystify...
You're former councillor Brendan Curran, right?
That's right. Let's demystify this junket free trip to America. This is in searing heat. Jim and his colleagues will be standing at a stand, not sitting, from 11 o'clock in the morning to 11:30 at night. All those people, 150,000 per day, will be coming to that Irish fest.
Well, no, they won't, because there's six of them and they're only there for how many days, Jim?
4 days.
So that doesn't work,
well,
Brendan.
Stephen, I'd love to see you going out on a challenge, you to go out and stand all day in the searing heat and engage with thousands, and I mean thousands of people, to sell your area, and Jim will be well fit to do that. So you have a festival where 150,000 people are going each day who intend, most of them, to come to Ireland, and that's your opportunity to catch them and to attract them to your area. Now, Newry done it, and because of begrudgers like we've heard, Newry was sort of embarrassed by the newspapers not to go, and shamefully so, because Newry is still showing the fruits of the deputations going out. We still have orchestras coming, choral societies and families coming to visit our area. Now, maybe we mightn't have as great attractions as what Jim might have with this new attraction.
What winds people up, though, Brendan, is the optics of this when times are tough.
Oh, I know, but
and they
what?
See the number of, you know, of
don't,
six,
don't,
six,
don't let
six
that be
going.
A reason to stop you doing
not one or two work. Going, six going.
Well, you see, what I found when I was in Milwaukee, I mean, it takes a six. I mean, if it didn't need six, I would be saying, you know what, Jim, you should be going, you know, it actually takes a six. Now, all those people want to come and kiss the Blarney Stone, and I mean, my spin was, would you want to kiss the Blarney Stone after every American has kissed it? Northern Ireland has great attractions. The North is the place to be. People sick of stopping at the border. Come forward and see what Jim has to offer. And you know what? Let's come to the Mourns and Slievegullion and look at all those things.
But Brendan, there are more councillors and council staff going on this four-day trip than there probably are nurses in a ward.
Ah, stop it, Stephen. You're going to have me crying. It takes it to effectively do what you're trying to do. You know, why send anybody at all? You know, let's all stay at home. Let's burn the books. Well, this is a venture.
Well, maybe this is me being naive, and maybe this is...
And spend money in the local shops, and you know what? It actually works.
So maybe this is me being naive and too tough, Brendan. But could two councillors, rather than six, could two councillors not go out... Could two councillors not go out for a four-day trip and work it for 4 days and then rest later?
Aye, Stephen. As I said, I've been there. I know what the heat's like. I know how intense it is. Why don't you go next year, Steve?
You don't think a taxi driver does a 10, 11-hour shift 4 days in a row?
Take the Nolan show over and see how big and how huge potential this has for all of Ireland. But it rarely crosses the border, and that's why Jim Brown and them needs to do it. And so does Nurien Moran or Nurien Down, whatever you want to call them. But Stephen, why don't you go and have a look at this festival?
Why is the tourist board, Jim Brown, not doing this? Tourism Ireland?
Tourism Ireland do it, but they do the whole of Ireland. They don't concentrate on particular areas. And that's what we're doing. On the back of Tourism Ireland and the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, we're promoting our product.
So what? So how many actual shifts are you doing, Jim?
It'll be about 12. 12 3-hour shifts, yes.
Three hours at a time?
Yes.
They didn't say every council in the south will be gone.
Right. So what are you doing in your downtime, Jim?
Probably recover from the heat and standing about.
Rest up. Practice your pitch in the mirror. Here's Mr. Wright and Garva. It's a pity the Americans don't provide air conditioning or anything like that. They usually do. You lot are standing in the soaring heat. It's all outside, is it?
I'm not sure now, but...
It is, Stephen, yes. It's outdoor.
Here's Mr. Wright and Garva. Morning, Mr. Wright.
Good morning, sir.
Go ahead.
I find this strange. I lead a walking group. And last year, we tried to go to the Goblins. Now, we're not 3,000 miles away, which is 30 miles away in Garva. And I tried to take the group to the Goblins. Couldn't get no info. I tried no later than Monday. Three times, got three different wrong phone numbers. And eventually, I got a lady from East Antrim Council who told me that they had no idea when it's going to open. So I find it strange that we're just 30 miles away. We would maybe have 35, 40 people. We'd love to go and walk it. And they can't even get the info. What kind of info is this council fella going to give to Milwaukee residents?
He can't get the info.
Well, they can get nothing. Apparently, there's a website, but there's no date to say when it's opening or anything else. But at least I've gone to the horse's mouth and phoned them, and I can't get any info out of them.
When does it open, Jim?
Well, sorry. First of all, good morning, Mr. Wright, and I'm sorry that your walking group has been inconvenienced. But it is a work in progress, and in many respects, the Goblins Path is still a construction site. So from a health and safety perspective, we wouldn't let you on it. You probably know if you've used the adjoining Blackhead Path in Whitehead, it's closed because of rock falls.
Yes, so, I've been on it, yes.
So what we would be looking to do is connect the Blackhead Path and the Goblins Path together so that you would have an even greater walk. But I will take up your problem with the council officers. I know that we were planning to have an opening, but what happened was one of the bridges was incorrectly measured, and we had to send back to the manufacturers to have the bridge rectified. So that's one of the reasons why it hasn't been opened on time. We talked about, or we planned to open it on the 9th of July, but because of the construction problems, it has been put back.
To when?
Hopefully before we go away.
Right, okay.
I would want to be able to say to the Americans, this thing is open.
Well, yeah, that would be ideal, wouldn't it? Okay. Councillor Brown, thank you for coming on this morning. We appreciate it.